You're back inside my Fix It Up Life, and here we sit in the Marilat booth, and here we hear different music.
We do. It's, you know, kind of really good music. I don't know. Does our guest like it at all, Eric Kramer?
Well, the guest likes it because the guest sang and wrote some of the songs on this record, so this is really exciting for me.
What a coincidence.
That, you know, it's almost like we planned.
Honestly, it's
such synchronicity, isn't it?
Synchronicity, another song, of course.
We in the building trade, we have this sort of mano y mano. We see things.
We have the vision.
Yeah, that's
You
right.
have the vision.
That's funny.
Probably a lot of people don't know that you are a singer.
Yes, I am. I've been doing this for years and have written for a bunch of different things, different artists, and some film score stuff. And I kind of was doing this before the television angle of being a contractor showed up. So it's kind of ironic that the thing that I was doing to pay for being a songwriter and actor and singer ends up being the thing that I make my living at now predominantly. So,
no kidding.
How do you?
I read something about a Kit Kat commercial.
Yes, I did. Boy, that was like 1807, I think I did. And I did. I played a dumb football player, which is par for the course again. This guy, Joe Settlemyer, who directed all those Wendy's Where's the Beef.
Sure.
They called my high school and said, we need a really dumb-looking man.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
They did not.
Send a stupid-looking football guy, and they sure enough picked me.
But it paid
for college.
You know what's great? Not that much has changed.
No, it's not exactly the same.
Now you were on Santa Barbara too.
Yeah, back in the Young and the Restless. Remember Robin Wright from Princess Bride?
Oh yeah.
Her and I were on that show at the same time.
Did you get to smooch her?
I didn't. I smooched somebody else, but not her.
Oh,
she was great. But I did die in a styrofoam boulder earthquake.
You did,
which is terrible. When they put soot makeup on you. You know you have to find a job that afternoon. That's the key.
Styrofoam boulders, did they hurt?
It's humiliating.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt. It bounces off you. You know you're fired.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's all.
Well, in the thick skin category,
yes.
You're also a real contractor.
Yes, 25 years in this business.
Yeah, the real kind.
Literally painting houses from the time I was 14 years old in Evanston, Illinois. It's, you know, the climate is so extreme that I would get these jobs over and over again because, you know, the weather strips the paint off and then the next summer you have to repaint virtually. So I did this for years and I painted through college and then got into contracting after I was killed tragically in the Styrofoam Boulder earthquake.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
And
now
how did
like
you
the
get...
title
of an article. Styrofoam Boulder earthquake kills man.
That's right. By humiliation. Yeah.
Well, how did you come back around and come involved in HGTV and all of that?
Yeah,
you know?
So after that happened, I had a shopping cart and three colors, and I lived in an apartment complex, and I knocked on people's doors and said, lady, I got Navy and Navajo. $300 I paint your apartment.
Oh, that's nice.
And that kind of turned into this big remodeling business where I ended up doing really well in Los Angeles. And then my ability to kind of navigate through a remodeling project, I think, kind of prepped me for hosting because I was trying to always solve conflict in order to get the job done successfully.
Sure.
And I'm taking people on a journey from the beginning to the end of a house remodel. And it was a logical, synergistic fit that TV ended up being sort of the medium where I could express this.
That is so awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
It's
incredible. And did TV find you? Did you find
it? It was one of those situations where I was walking into a building to meet a friend for lunch, and a woman randomly walked out of an office and said, are you here to audition for the show? And I kind of went, yeah.
Sure I am.
Okay. You know, and I went and I auditioned for a show that ended up being the show Clean Sweep on TLC.
Okay.
And so I then the next day from that experience, I had to fly to Europe because my wife directs these big pop tours. So she was directing Paul McCartney's tour, and we were in London, and I had my kid Wyatt up on a jungle gym in a park, and this guy calls me on the cell phone and says, you got the job on TLC? And I was like, hang on a second. Get down. Get down from the jungle gym. Hi, Wyatt. I got the job. Okay, can I hold up? And I took him back to the room. We woke up the next morning, and I was like, wait a minute, I called the guy back, I got a job? He goes, yeah, come on back if you can, we're starting production in a couple of days. And that's kind of how the whole thing began.
Well, and I loved you on that show, too, because I was always impressed the way you could add everything up so quickly.
Well, I am a mathematical genius.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Give me a pen.
Because my husband...
247 plus.
But you always added up everything so quickly.
Yeah, that was funny. That's pretty much all I can do.
Okay.
There's no other... I'm like an idiot savant with numbers.
And I also read, too, that you are one of the 50 sexiest men for People magazine.
Alive or dead.
Don't forget.
People often negate the dead category. So I have, like, Abe Lincoln I'm competing against. Thomas J. All those guys.
They're hot, too. Right. I mean, I've got posters of them up all over the house.
That is such a strange thing when, you know, they called me up, you know, and again, it was one of those things where you guys know because you have kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm standing in my backyard with my little kid, Dusty, and they call up and the editor says, you know, you've been voted one of People magazine's people, right?
Yeah. Sexiest man.
Yeah. And,
I can say
and,
it.
He doesn't want it. You know what I'm liking right now? He doesn't want to be on the spot. No fewer than three women have come up and grabbed him while we were sitting
so
here.
So sweet, isn't it?
And he's
gorgeous, by the way. And if you don't know, you have to go and check him out online. Just like type Eric Stromer in, and you'll just enjoy looking at him while you listen
to the show. So, you know, I was telling your husband, it's so nice to hear any praise because my kids beat me up 24/7 and say, that's my dad, the idiot over there trying to, you know, play softball. Anyway, so the editors call up and say, you've been voted this thing. Just then, I say to my wife, guess what? I'm one of the 50 sexiest guys, and she goes, hey, sexy, go get the diapers. We're out.
Oh.
I had like 4 seconds to acknowledge this title.
Back
to square one.
Now, after you got that, are more women coming up to you?
No, you know what it does? It created more of a presence in the media, which gave me more opportunity. So it's really an amazing thing. You know, all kidding aside, it's kind of a silly thing to talk about, but
sure.
It's just a great press opportunity to really kind of exploit that thing and then figure out a way to get another interview.
So we need to write your name down on the list
just
on every issue.
Just keep calling him that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're one of the 50 sexiest men.
Without it. Who would know that?
Yeah.
He's 49.
Who didn't know that? I'm about 4'10".
Well, I think you're gorgeous, baby.
So contractor.
Yeah.
Singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
TV personality.
Right.
What do you do for fun?
I was telling you before we got on the air, I'm away from the kids and my wife, and I get to lay in the hotel room and do clicker, boy, because my kids aren't trying to take the remote from me. It's fantastic.
So you lay in bed for fun.
I had a great couple of nights just, you know, standing there, you know, laying there in the bed with the room service, just like, oh, they're not trying to take the remote from me.
Yeah.
It's like heaven on earth.
Now, how old are your kids?
I have Wyatt is 12, Dusty is 7, and then Willow, my daughter, is 4.
Oh.
And you guys have a girl?
Yeah, a 9-year-old.
Okay.
And a 2-year-old boy.
We've got both model numbers.
You may have experienced this, but for the first 3 years of my daughter's life, she really didn't care about me. You know, I had nothing to give her. I had nothing to offer.
Right.
My sons I could cuddle with, wrestle with. It was great. She was like, I don't need you. All of a sudden, like 3 months ago, it all switched, and that daddy's girl thing kicked in, and I am so smitten with this person.
Oh.
She actually likes me.
She acknowledges
me finally.
So she's the one person in the world?
Oh, her. And then my wife occasionally.
You can. I realize this is radio. It should be TV because you can see it in his eyes.
Yeah.
You can. It's just it.
A different look came over his face when he's talking about his daughter.
It's amazing.
Same thing happens to Mark when he talks about Lexi. I mean, it really does.
Yeah,
it's something special. But recently, because she's 9 and a half, she's sort of more gravitating to me.
Right.
You know, cute shoes and cute clothes that stuff. So
yeah, I know the fashion sensibility, all that stuff.
Yeah, but up until about a year ago, it was all about daddy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
It's really great.
Yeah,
it's really great, and I think it'll swing back around and that bond will happen.
Yes.
And with a 2-year-old boy, he wanted nothing to do with me till about like last week.
Oh, wow.
And now it's party time.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter's really into construction, too. Like when I do projects around the house, she's the one hanging out with me.
But what about the boys?
They did it already. They've moved on. They're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Game boy.
Yeah.
You know, that's where they are right
now. Oh, Dad, you only have an album out?
Yeah.
Loser.
Yeah.
Oh, what is it like for them, though? Because they're going to, 14, you said?
Yeah, 12.
12.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, he's looking at girls and everything,
well,
and they
know
that.
I've become Wyatt. Aren't you Wyatt's dad? That's who I am.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all like, yeah, well, my buddy's dad, Tom Hanks,
he's
got, like,
real movies.
That's right. Yeah. You're just a cable guy that does construction. You know, you get typed by your own children.
Oh, I wouldn't even think of that. Yeah.
What are you working on back at your shack, or do you have any projects going right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I just did a remodel on a barn that we have on our property. So I just did some roofing because it's about, you know, rain season started in California a couple of weeks ago. It's really coming down. So I got that done, and I'm doing the interior now. I think this will ultimately become a house for my mom and dad because they're getting up there in age. And,
really?
And it's a big enough property where, you know, they're back there, I'm up here, and it's all good.
Oh, that's so sweet, though.
It is. I mean, I was over at the Kohler booth looking at the bathtubs and stuff where...
Yeah,
you see the
little bathtub?
We're starting to get into that place now.
I love the bathtub. I jumped inside of it. Did you get inside of it?
I did.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't resist either.
Great, yeah.
And it was awesome. It was really awesome. And it was cozy, too. Like, it's just so snug and nice and easy to lift up and down the side.
That's right.
And now, is it an old barn?
It is. It's probably from... about 1941. This was an area out in Northridge, California, where it used to be a lot of little mini ranches and stuff. So there's some great old barns
Man.
Around.
That would be
so good
super fun
for
remodel.
Your kids, too, to have grandparents around.
Yeah, I think so.
Built-in babysitters.
Oh, you got that right.
Oh,
don't think
you
I
know
forgot.
Where it's at.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't think he's not building it that. He's just going to build that barn on a giant TV. You know what? You guys.
That's right. That's right.
So does your wife still travel around doing work for...
She does. She does. She directed the last Ringling Brothers Circus and then the one 2 years prior. And she does big old pop tours, you know, like Madonna. She was a choreographer for a long time. Now she directs these big shows.
Okay, I'm going to have to be jealous over here in my area right now because we're going to have to take a break from I Fix It Up Life. And we'll be back in just a minute.